Yes, hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in that name. That name of Jesus that's above every name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Come on and give God praise this morning. Wherever you are right now, just begin to give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, a fresh word. It's your spiritual multivitamin, your spiritual exercise, your spiritual meal, all in one. Listen and be blessed. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. On today's Daily Fire, we are in Psalm 42, verse 11. That is Psalm 42, verse 11. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in online and via phone live with me right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning. While you are getting that scripture ready, Psalm 42, verse 11, I remind you of how to stay tuned in with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On the broadcast page, there is a click-to-call button that you can press, which will dial this number for you, or you can hit the play button on the radio there, and it will tune you in live online. If you are unable to tune in live at 7, follow the podcast so that you'll receive your daily fire, daily inspiration via text Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website. You can contact me there. Send me your prayer requests. I'll pray over them. Everything that you need to know and see on rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S-I. .org. By now you should have your word ready. We're in Psalm 42, verse 11, reading from the KJV. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Listen to this again. The psalmist is questioning himself. He's speaking to himself. He's challenging himself as he speaks to his soul. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why, another question, art thou disquieted? Or why are you anxious? Why are you not at rest within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Praise who? God, who is the health of my countenance. In other words, God is his strength and my God. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is there is hope. There is hope. Hallelujah. Hope thou in God. Your hope and your trust have to be built on him. He is our solid rock. Years ago, when I was a little kid, there was this hymnal that used to be sang. And it talked about, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. And it started with the words, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, my righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. But it started by saying, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, my righteousness. In Psalm 42:11, David was asking himself or reminding himself of where his strength lies, of where his hope was built, the foundation of it, because he was discouraged. He was despondent. He needed some encouragement, so he began to encourage himself by what we call, you know, this Socratic method of where you're questioning someone and then you're answering the question with another question. So he said to himself, why are you discouraged, soul? Why are you cast down? And why have you allowed yourself to get to this state of despondency? Why is there anxiety in you? Why are you worrying so? And it was really a rhetorical question, or those were really rhetorical questions, if you will. He wasn't really even trying to have to look for an answer, because he was reminding himself, your hope is in God. And because your hope is in God, you should not be in such a state of chaos. You should not be in such a state of worry, and you should not be in such a state of teeter-tottering about whether or not your situation will be resolved, because your hope is in God. And then he reminded himself who God is. God is my everything. God is the health of my countenance. God is he upon which my whole life has been built. Oh, soul, soul, why are you disquieted? Glory. There is hope if your hope in God. Why are you cast down? In the book of Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible teaches us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. There is hope. In Psalm 121, verses 7 through 8, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. There is hope. And Romans 15, verse 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. There is hope, brothers and sisters. Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is hope today. Hope thou in God. In 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. There is hope and there is love. If you will put it all in God, I need you to hold fast, glory, to the profession of your faith. Not wavering and not doubting, because God, he is faithful that promised. That's what the word teaches us in Hebrews 10:23. So all of this brings you back to Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, because there is hope, glory. For whatever you are going through right now, there is hope. For everything that seems impossible and every battle that seems insurmountable, there is hope. For every diagnosis and every ailment of your health, there is hope, glory. for every situation going on in your family, with your children, with your spouse, with your nieces and nephews, whatever is going on, for everyone who has a loved one incarcerated, there is hope. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disquieted. Don't allow Satan to pull you down into a spirit of fear, because there is hope. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Whatever you need, Jesus is the answer. There's a song when I was a kid growing up in the sanctified church, we used to sing, what you need, God's got it. What you need as we prepare to go into prayer, God's got it. If you need love, God's got it. If you need hope, God's got it. If you need healing, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. There is hope today. Glory. Will you trust us? Will you trust God as we prepare to go in prayer? Hallelujah. There is hope today. There is hope for our nation. There is hope for our world. Do you trust God today? There is hope for your problem. Do you trust Him? Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to praise Him. Go into that spirit of worship. Go into your prayer closet right now with me. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give Thee the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord God. We say thank You for giving us another day. Lord, we just praise You from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. There's hope today, and hope's name is Jesus. That name that is above every name, that name wherein we must be saved, the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, we call out to the name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Our hope is in Him today, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We say Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask You to restore our faith, renew our hope, give us a revival. Let us begin to praise You. You are the health of our confidence. You are our strength. You are our God. You are our deliverer. You are everything. You are our rock, and our hope is built. Hope nothing less than Jesus' blood and His name and His power and His righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand today because we hope in You. Now, Lord, ask You to bless everyone listening. Touch them, heal them, save them, sanctify, deliver, meet every need, open doors, heal their bodies, heal their minds, strengthen them, revive them, and do what only You can do. Glory. And ways that only You can do it. In Your name we say hallelujah. Come on and tell God hallelujah. Tell Him there is hope in You. Tell Him again, there is hope in You, Jesus. And our hope in You. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do the altar call. Then we will end with our task. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been walking around in worry, depression, anxiety, doubt, for those of you who have souls that are not at rest right now because you're looking at everything that's happening and you're starting to doubt God a little, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask You to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to You. Now, Lord, I confess that You are my hope. You are my hope, God. My hope is in Jesus. I will not doubt. I will not fret. I will not worry. I will not be shaken. I will not lose heart. I will not lose faith. I hope in You, Jesus. You are my hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Come on and just tell the Lord, You are my hope today. My hope is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are now saved or rededicated. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in church, you're in Bible study. I know you can't go physically right now, but go online. We just would love to have you. Hallelujah. Make sure you're spending time with Christ every day. That is how you stay saved, including here with me Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Follow if you can't tune in live by texting DF to phone number 33. Concording of each day's teaching will be texted to you that day at 8 a.m. Eastern, and it remains available for whenever you're able to listen to it. All right, our topic for today is there is hope. Your task for today is to praise God all day like someone who believes that your hope in your life is hidden in Christ. And spread the hope. When someone comes to you and they're negative and discouraged, don't discount it. Hear what they have to say, but then turn them back to the words that I gave you today. Psalm 42:11. Hope in God. Hope thou in God. All right, we're going to end with a different song today. It says, I believe. Do you believe? Do you have hope in God? Let's party a little.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Get your praise on.
Let's go, let's go, come on.